I'm Jason Harrison, and this is Sport on Friday. Very good evening and welcome to a special Sport on Friday with me, Jason Harrison, and what has been a massive day in the history of Mansfield Town Football Club. With us in the studio will be Mark Kearney, former Saints player and assistant boss, of course. From Team Mansfield will be Chris Vasper. Graham Parker is in the studio from the Saints Fans for Change group, and we'll also have a representative from the Saints Supporters Association. We're taking your calls between now and 7 666 000 to get through to our studio guests, or email studio@mansfield103.co.uk. Now, there was an exclusive announcement from Phil Mill at 5 o'clock here on Mansfield 103.2. Let's take you back to it and the full interview with Mansfield 103.2's Tony Della Hunting.
Well, we've been promising you we'll bring an announcement from Mansfield Town Football Club throughout the latter part of this afternoon. That announcement is now due. So, very simply, who is the new owner of Mansfield Town Football Club? Who are you?
James Derry.
Well, congratulations, James. Well done. Nice to hear that it's been concluded. It's taken a very, very long time. Can you structure to us how that has now been completed? What is the actual situation?
Well, the actual situation at the moment is, in strict terms, the deal's now been agreed between myself and Keith, and it will go to the lawyers just to ratify, but because a lot of the spade work's been done, it should all go through legally, we're hoping, before the Notts County game. So, but basically speaking, the deal is done and dusted, and we've agreed it.
What is it that you actually get to own? Do you own the whole thing, or is it what's
the football, the football club, and we lease the ground?
So you will be paying a rental to Keith Harding.
Correct.
Are you able to tell us, I mean, there's been all sorts of figures bandied around about what would be paid for the football club, not as you say with the ground, etc. Are you able to tell us what that fee is?
No. We've signed a confidentiality agreement, so I can't tell you what that is. But obviously...
Can you tell us what the rent is?
Right. So...
Well, it would come out as a matter as it must
be. It may come out in the future, but I think the important thing is at this stage, Keith is keen that we keep things under wraps at this moment in time. If it comes out in the future, so be it. But I think the important message from today is that Keith Haslam will no longer be associated with the football club, and I would hope that the fans will take on board the new regime and come and support the club, because plainly we are in a precarious position and we need to move this club forward.
Undoubtedly, but let me. My job is to ask questions of the messenger, and you're the messenger who tells us that now you're the owner. Of course, the legalities aren't completed yet. It's not over till it's over.
No, it's not over, but I don't foresee any problems, and I'm sure there won't be any problems. It's all done and dusted, because we have, as you say, been in discussions for some time over this, so we've cleared up a few of the stumbling blocks.
Mr. Derry, there have been other people in discussions as well, and there's been so many announcements and non-announcements over the past year or two that you forgive us for
I understand that, but I don't think at any point in time has Keith Haslam announced that he sold the football club, and I think if you speak to him today, he will say that. I doubt whether you'll get any reaction from Keith, but...
Will he say yes?
Yes, he'll say yes. Oh, yeah.
That's a reaction.
Yeah, that's a reaction, yeah. So he'll say yes, but I doubt very much whether you'll get him on your esteemed radio station.
How much sharpening of pencils had to be done by either side to get the deal done?
There's always a fair amount of negotiation in these matters.
Do you feel you paid a fair price?
I honestly feel that in the fullness of time, it will be a bargain.
Right.
Because I believe there is tremendous potential in this town for this football club, and the performance, certainly in the whole game, but in particular the first half on Tuesday, showed that this football team is not not just good enough to stay in this division, but good enough to be challenging up there if it plays to that potential.
Would you like to address the subject of the performance of the chairman briefly after the end of the game?
No, I wouldn't like to comment on that. But I think it did show, at least it did show, in fact I've had probably more support this week from fans than I've ever had before, because I think they did actually see that I'm actually passionately involved in this club and I want this club to succeed.
Right, well you're in place then, you'll be the chairman.
I'll be the chairman.
Will you be the chief executive also?
No.
What does that mean? Are you going to be ringing a chief executive?
I'm looking at all possibilities at this moment in time, but I've got a day job, so there'll definitely be a chief executive in there. Or there'll be somebody. I mean, at this stage, at this moment in time, it's unfair on the existing staff, but certainly we'll be supplementing the existing staff at the club, and I will be looking to bring in other directors.
Who are the other directors?
At this moment in time, until I've talked to them.
It would be unfair. Have you acquainted the people who are supporting you in the consortium that you now have, subject to the ink drying and going on the dotted lines of the lawyers, that you now are the owner of Mansfield Town Football Club, and therefore you want their money?
Yes. Exactly.
You have told them?
I have told the key people, and they're right behind it, and they're right behind the football club.
You sure you can tell us who they are?
Well, until we've actually, I think it's a little bit premature.
What do you want a big story next week, Tony? No, one of them will. Just let's start with one. I mean, there's you. Who else is coming in? Who are we going to see standing in Rotherham tomorrow as directors, or directors but to be shortly afterwards, of Mansfield Town Football Club? Surely that's not something that you'd want to hide.
It's not something I want to hide, but it's premature until I've actually seen the colour of the money.
Yeah. In that, are you dubious that those that support you may not come through with it?
The deal is not dependent upon those people.
So you would go ahead anyway. I mean, that's putting you in a dreadful situation. I am now, aren't I?
Yeah. No. The deal is done. If those people choose not to come along, then so be it. But I'm confident they will. But certainly, there's a lot of discussions to be had with various people. And the main thing is, as I say, to keep repeating this, to get the town, and by the town I mean the local authority, the business community and the fans behind this football club, because the loss of this football club to the town of Mansfield would be catastrophic. I mean, the figures of 5 million have been mentioned as to the loss of not having a football club in terms of the revenue that it generates having a football club.
Let me take you to another point. I mean, you're taking over something which is a mess, isn't it?
Well, it's a mess in one regard and it's not in another. It's strange, really. I mean, in my view, we've got a very good stadium, which is point number one. We're debt-free, which is point number two. Now, not that many clubs in the second division can actually point to that. You could obviously look at the where we are at the moment, you know. It's obvious, we're bottom of the table, so we obviously haven't performed to our potential this season. But even then, I think in a lot of the matches, if you actually look at the games at Brentford, at Peterborough, the other night against MK Dons, we were far the better team. So, yeah, there is something to work on. I think I've got great faith in the manager. The manager will be staying. I'm a firm believer that in this situation, you stick by what you've got. We've got a very experienced manager, and Billy Dearden will be staying at the football club.
Away from the playing side, the rest of it, the commercial side, the build-up of monies that are owed, that sort of thing over the years, there's something that now you're going to inherit, is it? Or are those debts going to move with 2000?
Well, there aren't that many debts in truth in there anyway. As I say, the club actually is in the black, not in the red. But certainly what hasn't happened is that we haven't had the level of commercial activity that you would expect to have from a football club of our size, and I should be certainly looking to the business community to support the club now. The excuse since I came in here in January was, we're not going to put any money in Keith Hazard's pocket. We're not putting it in Keith Hazard's pocket anymore, we're putting it into Mansfield Town Football Club.
But you are paying a lease for the stadium, you said that's a fair
business deal. I mean, people can say, but at the end of the day, you know, what we're paying is not out of the way. It's comparable, in fact, less than a lot of other football league clubs are paying for their stadium. So don't get hung up on that one.
It's been said that there isn't a big enough squad, that sort of thing. You've got to now salvage more money coming in to pay the rent, because that's a fee that wasn't there before, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So you're hoping that the crowd size will grow big enough on an average of, say, what,
somewhere between about £16, maybe a bit less a ticket.
I think it's about 11. But we need to get more people through the turnstiles, and we need to build up the commercial activity. Both those things go hand in hand, and that will generate money into the club, which will pay for the rental. But I'm looking to generate a lot more than that. I'm looking to generate the money to actually bring in new players into the club, whether it be on salary or actually buying players into the club. But certainly, we need to strengthen. There's no two ways about that. We need to strengthen this club, because I'm not looking at survival. I mean, initially I am looking at survival, but long term, we're looking at building the club and moving forward as far as we can get it.
Well, more than what you've paid, and you haven't told us that, and I'm going to guess that's somewhere between zilch and £500,000. I'm not far out, am I?
Tony, you're such a good viewer.
And it's near the top end.
No comment.
Okay. We're not going to deny it's near the top.
I'm not going to deny it,
no. Okay. And I would guess that the rental will be somewhere in the region of £250,000 to £275,000. Are you going to deny that?
Yeah, I'm going to deny that.
It's somewhere around that figure.
Yeah, it's no point teasing figures out, but I mean, obviously, the concern is...
Well, I'll play the interview back in a year's time and look at the account. You're not going to tell me a porker.
The argument has always been, for everybody I've talked to, I'm not putting any money into Hasbun's pocket. He's taking the money out of the club. I know he's taking this out. I know he's taking that
out. I agree that that's what we've heard.
We have now got a situation where we have a fixed amount of money that is going out in rental, and so we know exactly what we have to deal with, right? And we've lost any money that Keith Haslam may have been taking out of the club, which I'm not going to comment on. So, from that perspective, that's where we stand, and we've had a fix.
Are you prepared to put more money in for the running of this club? I mean,
the more money that comes in will depend on the number of people that come in and support the club. As I've said in the past, and I've still got a lot of people who've shown interest in actually coming in and putting some money into the football club. I'll be talking to those people now and saying, right, we are now in that position. Are you prepared to put money in either on a interest-free or even a modest return on their investment if they're prepared to do it? And if people want this football club, they've got to come forward, step forward now, please, and say, I want Mansfield to be in a league club next season. And if they do that and put their money where their mouth is, we will be in the league next season, and we can only go forward from here. Wouldn't it be nice if in 5 years' time, you know, we were in the Championship? And I don't think that, you know, Scunthorpe have done it, why can't we do it? I'm not promising that. It's down to people putting their bums on seats, commercial activity, into this club, and that money. But what I will say is this: James Derry will not be taking a penny out of this football club. As I said all along, I haven't taken any penny out yet, I won't be taking any money out in the future.
Why have you done this? Are you safe?
Well, at some point in time, Tony, you've got to do something, haven't you? And what better, if you love football as I do, what better way of doing it?
You haven't always been a Mansfield Town fan.
I am now, though. Massive. I think most people would say on Tuesday night I was a bit too Mansfield Town fan. I got a little bit carried away on Tuesday night, but, you know, because I believe in this club and I want this club to succeed.
Will it?
Yes, I'm confident we will. Absolutely confident.
So, on to Rotherham tomorrow. You'll be going.
I won't, actually. Funny enough, it's one of the matches I'm actually flying out tonight because of something I couldn't get out of, and I'm in France tomorrow. Obviously, I didn't realise it was going to happen today, and this thing was arranged 3 or 4 months ago. So this will be about the last match I missed. So I'll get a nice break before I start in earnest on Monday morning.
Will there be an acting vice chairman, Keith Haslam, going along with him?
I think Keith will be there tomorrow.
He will be there.
I think he will be, but probably one of his last games. But because obviously he won't be. He's already announced he won't be coming to the home games, and he won't be coming to the away games either when the deal's done. So probably his last but one game.
I think it's fairly popular at the moment, but there have been times, hasn't there, James Derry, when people have levelled accusations on the websites and whatever as Haslam's puppet and
Well, there always will be, won't they? I mean, that's the nature of things. But I think enough people know me now to say, yeah, basically he's a genuine guy, wants the best for the club, and give him a chance, give me a chance. Just give me a chance and see what I can do.
Are there any kangaroos involved in this deal?
No kangaroos.
No,
sadly not. I think I don't quite know where that came from, but no, they're not involved in it.
How do you feel at this moment in time?
We're
talking seconds after you've done the deal.
Yeah, I'm very proud, very excited, and you know, I'm really looking forward to it. I think that there is tremendous. I've always said that. I think there's tremendous potential here. If you look at Mansfield as a town now to what it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you know, it's a much more affluent place. It deserves a good football club.
James Derry, I wish you every success.
Thank you, Tony.
Sport on Friday on Mansfield 103.2.
The new owner of Mansfield Town Football Club, James Derry, speaking to Mansfield 103.2. Tony Delahunty. We revealed it exclusively at 5 o'clock this evening that James Derry has become the new owner of Mansfield Town Football Club, and you can have your say on today's developments. 666-000, get your calls through to our studio guest now, or email us, studio@mansfield103.co.uk, but we'd love to get you on the phone lines. And with me in the studio is Dean Fouts from the Stags Supporters Association, Chris Vasper from Team Mansfield, Graham Barker from Stags Fans for Change, and Mark Kearney, some guy from the past, eh, Mark? Good evening, fellas.
Good evening.
Right, let's go through the panel. First of all, Dean Fouts, your reaction to today's news?
Well, it's great news. It's a step forward, and it's something that we've been waiting for a long, long time. So, people have been talking about it for a long time. It finally seems to be happening, so we've got to get behind it and give them a chance.
Chris Vasper, you've been on our airwaves several times calling for this day. It's suddenly arrived. How do you feel?
Oh, funny enough, not bouncing off the walls and...
Why not?
I don't know. I think it's because the deal is not signed, sealed and delivered. I think James needs to be given every chance. The fans need to go back. He does need to get the sponsorship coming back into the club. We need finances back into the football club. And the only way we can do that is with increased people coming through the gates. And
will that happen now, do you think?
I don't think it will happen overnight. I think it will take time. But I think it does deserve every chance.
Graham Parker, good evening. Welcome to Sport on Friday. You've been on the phone a few times during the show, and we've heard your group's campaigns and all that. How's your group feeling tonight on this?
Cautiously optimistic, I think, is how we would describe our position. A few of the lads are already indulging in a celebratory drink, but at the same time there's conversations going on about the fine details that we need to find out about. Now, there are several things in James's statement earlier on that we'd like to ask questions about, and obviously, hopefully that will come out in time. What we want to see is a far greater open relationship between the fans and the management at Field Mill, and we want to see far more transparency about what's going on. But we'll wait for the callers to posit the questions later, and hopefully we'll have a vibrant conversation.
Hopefully we'll as well. Yeah, 666-000. Just to tell you as well, we're currently talking to James Derry, and it looks at the moment that he will be in next Friday's show, Friday from 6 till 7, a phone-in show with James Derry. So stay tuned to Matthew 102.2, and we'll finalise details with you over the next week or so. Mark Kearney, we hear you so many times on the match day. Just move the mic so you can get a bit closer to you. From a player's point of view, and from Billy Dearden's point of view, will they be delighted this is all now sorted?
Of course Billy will be looking now. Is there going to be some investment? Can he improve his squad? Because that, you know, the core of any football club is the team. But once the team starts performing, winning games, it brings back fans, brings back the belief, gives that feel-good factor in the town. But to do that, you need to invest in the football club. So I'm thinking, how's he going to invest? Is he going to give? The only way he can make the team better is by giving Billy some money to get some players in.
A lot of people have been saying, what about Billy Dearden now? Will he have a future at the club? Do you believe that he is the right man for the job?
No, without a doubt. I mean, once Billy's given a bit more money, his contacts throughout the game are sort of excessive. You know, there's that many things, avenues he could go down to get players in now. The team needs investing. You know, there's a core there, but under the 11 or 13 players after that, I don't think there's much there for him.
666-000 is the number to call. Our first caller tonight is Malcolm Trott from Lidders. Good evening, Malk.
Evening, Jason.
What's your point for us tonight?
Well, I'll tell you this, it's brilliant news. It's now that James has took over, it's about time for these so-called supporters who've been chanting all this time to shut up and put up. And just concentrate on getting the, like James said, getting the fans through the turnstiles and making the club a success.
Frank Parker, put up and shut up now.
I think we've put up and shut up pretty large style over the last 2.5-3 years. I challenge anybody to say that we hadn't. I challenge anybody to say that if it wasn't for us, there'd be absolutely no atmosphere at the ground, home or away. And a lot of us will be extremely pleased today, the fact that if it wasn't for our campaigning, we're pretty damn sure that Keith Haslam would never have got to this position where he'd put pen to paper.
What about Stags Fans for Change now? Will it stay and exist as an entity after this?
We've had discussions about this for quite a long while, and that question was put to us from the outside, actually. And the question put to us was,
not so much will you go away, but actually will you please stay? Because the thought was that there is always going to be a need for a fans group that will sit there and assess the way the club is going forward and, rightly or wrongly, take forward those issues to the club one way or the other. We'll, so in essence, you know, the answer to your question is no, we won't be going away. It doesn't mean that we will be carrying on week in, week out doing what we do, and it doesn't mean for definite that we will be attacking James Derry from day one, or even week one, or even season one. James Derry will get our support, as the fan, as the club has always got our support on a match day. We've got to get behind the lads. The fact that we won't sit there necessarily saying, oh, he's doing a fantastic job and we're going to accept everything he says, it's the position that we will be taking.
Mark Keane.
Can I just make a comment on the fans the other night? There was only 1,900 there the other night, and the noise that they made and the atmosphere they created on the night was fantastic.
Absolutely.
You know, and that goes back again to the team. The team performed, they wore the heart on their sleeve, they gave 110%, and they were very unfortunate to lose. And that sort of performance will generate the atmosphere at the club, whether there's 2,000 or 5,000 there. But I must compliment the supporters the other night.
Mel, you still there?
Absolutely, Jeff.
Yeah, you've got a want list, I'm sure, for James Derry. What do you think the first thing is that the new owners should be looking at?
He's trying to strengthen in the defence. Possibly bringing in a new goalkeeper now that Carl Muggerton's injured. Because, okay, Jason's he's been getting some raps just recently. But I think he's got to look somewhere in the defence and bring in the goalkeeper as cover.
I think the injury situation at the moment. Thank you, Colm. That's Mark Cole. Thank you. That's it's been a strange situation, hasn't it? The defensive side. The last time I seen an injury list build up like this was, regrettably, when we went down from Division 2, wasn't it? With Stuart Walkis, Chris Asper.
Yeah, I mean the injury list is quite worrying, and because you don't have that strength in there, it does look like a team of boys playing then. I mean, when we played against MK Dons, just looked at the size, comparative size of the players in each team, and we just looked like a bunch of boys, really. Having said that, they put in a fantastic performance. But if we can't win with a performance like that when we're playing well, it doesn't go very well, you know. However, if the money's there, as Mark says, if Derek can bring the money in, invest in players, give Billy the chance, we've got every chance of staying up.
I think there's no secret we need investment in the team. There's absolutely no secret. Just to pick up on something that Malcolm said and Graham touched on, I think one thing we'd perhaps all like to make clear, we're all mad, passionate Stags fans.
Oh, indeed, yeah.
Whichever group you belong to, whether it's SSA, Team Mansfield, Stags Fans for Change, there's lots of people who are members of all three organisations, as well as the Ollerton Stags. We've all got different remits. Stags Fans for Change done a fantastic job within their remit. The SSA, obviously, I'm biased, but, you know, we have got 800 people who've rejoined us in the last 3 months. People know the political situation, but SSA also acts as a fan club as well. And Team Mansfield have had their own agenda, but the bottom line is that we're all mad Stags fans. We all want the best for the football club. That's the bottom line.
Well, let's just talk about Saturday. I think it went Dagenham and Redbridge, went bottom. I had a miserable weekend. I'm sure that was the same for you guys, wasn't it?
Yeah, we've had a lot of miserable weekends this season so far, to be fair.
Well, hopefully it's going to get better.
I think part of it, because of the uncertainty that there has been surrounding the club. Keith Haslam isn't going to invest any more money because he's selling the club. James Derry can't invest any money because he doesn't own the club. So you're left in this complete and utter limbo.
Yeah.
And because of it, I think our performances have suffered. Now we have a defining line in the sand. And James Derry, the owner of the football club, and we all know that we can move forward from it. And he has to be given that chance.
Well, let's hope that we see that and see the crowds pick up. It'll be interesting to hear from the ones that have stayed away so far whether today's news will mean that they will come to future games. 666-000 is the number to call. Get your calls in. Mark Keane?
I just hope that we haven't gone too far as a club. You know, you look at the conference now, the money that's been invested in teams there, there's half that league at full time. You know, we haven't invested in the club. Whoever, obviously, Mr. Haslam hasn't invested in the club, invested in the youth policy, invested in even like football in the community. You know, all areas of the club have been neglected.
Mm.
Now clubs behind us in the conference have started to build up. They're a little bit ahead of us, so we need to catch up quickly. And that starts on the football pitch and then just radiates out. You know what I mean? That's the way I see it.
You only have to look at the clubs that come up from the conference.
And they all do very well.
They all go further forward. You know, because they've looked at the investments, they've invested in the players, their youth players, and we just haven't. We have laboured and we've moved further and further back, and it can be pointed, I mean, Andy Saunders is right, it can be pointed to just after the playoff final.
Yeah, I think that's where we all agree the turning point definitely came. Yeah. 666-000 is the number to call, get your calls in. Let's go back to the phone line. Tim Priestley from Mansfield. Good evening, Tim.
Hello, Jason, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all, mate. Now, we heard earlier Mark Kearney saying Billy did and should still be the manager and kept in. He's the right man for the job, but you just want to take him to task on that, I think, don't you?
I agree, but can I just make a comment on what's happened this afternoon, please?
Okay, no problem at all, mate.
I think if I was a Mansfield fan, I'd still be extremely concerned, because the man who's, I think, caused all the problems at the club is still involved. He's still the landlord of the club, and it's like a tenant making out the owner house, when all they own is the furniture inside it. They're still paying the rent to somebody else. If I was a potential investor, I would not want to invest in the club with him involved in it.
So wouldn't it be a case that before you run, you've got to learn to walk, and in a situation, this is the first step in the right direction? This has to be a positive step for Mansfield Town, doesn't it?
It has to be. Why all the secrecy? Why won't anybody say what the rent's going to be? I mean, as a Mansfield fan, I'd want to know what the rent is going to be that's going to be paid to Keith Haslam every year. And yes, it may be a step in the right direction, but I don't think the club can go forward until there's a clean break from Keith Haslam.
Well, I know there are numbers bandied about. Have you guys heard anything about numbers?
No,
what do you think?
My guess would be he's probably paid about £520,000 for the club, about £200,000 in rent. And if we do go down...
That's a year.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. It would not surprise me. And they're the sort of figures that you've heard.
Would that be a sort of price that you'd be happy with?
I don't think, personally, unless the income coming into the club increases, it's not a viable proposition. The club is losing money. It's lost money for 2 years, 3 years in a row. And unless James Derry's got a big backer behind him, it might be a bit of a struggle, unless the fans start coming back.
There's bound to be some seriously big questions asked about where the finance is coming from. If we listen to the statement that James gave today, he almost said, well, the deal isn't determined on the backers that he's got, that he said he already got. So is he saying that he's got sufficient funds already to buy lock, stock and barrel and do the whole deal? Is he saying he's then got sufficient funds on top of that to take us forward after purchasing? We don't know what's going on, and that uncertainty is still going to hang around, and it's still, those questions are still going to need to be answered to satisfy people like the caller we've got at the moment.
Mm, absolutely. Hopefully, when we speak to him next week, and maybe he's talked, hasn't he, about public forums once deals were done before, and speaking to the fans, maybe that will happen as well. Chris Lester?
All he's done here is, for the £500,000, whatever it is, all he's done is bought the trade of Mansfield Town Limited. He hasn't bought Mansfield Town Limited, the entity that owns the stadium and everything else. And that's what Team Mansfield have a share in. And that can be valued at about £5-6 million in land values. So that's all he's bought, and a license to trade and play in the Football League. All the trade that comes in will be his, and we're paying this rent to keep having. And that will always be the chain around our neck.
So will the fact be that you will know now how much money Keith Haslam is getting every year, whereas before we weren't, were we? That was that. I think that would be the prime difference between the two things now. Well, now you know, don't you, how much rent you're paying to him, and you can judge all that and work all that out. But whereas in previous times, of course, all the money was his, so he could do with it what he was like.
Yeah, remember, he still has accounts that he has to submit.
Yeah.
And you see, Team Mansfield now don't have any say in James Derry's company. It's a completely separate entity. We're still shareholders in the landowning company. So, Mansfield Town are ours as well. As a chair of a minority.
Well, yeah, you're setting up a meeting with James Derry.
But I think from Team Mansfield's perspective, we want to be investing in the football club that James Derry owns. You know, so we need to speak to Keith Haslam, really.
There's lots of questions, obviously, still waiting to be answered, but we're here on the back of, like, an announcement an hour ago, so obviously in the fullness of time, we hope that we get answers to a lot of these questions.
Thanks, that's Chris Master, Graham Parker, and Mark Kearney in the studio. Tim, you're still on the line. You want to talk about Billy Dearden as well. I mean, ultimately, there's been a lot of fans supporting Billy Dearden, but you're looking at it and perhaps feel that he's not the right man. Why don't you think he's the right man?
I don't think he is. No, I mean, I've never met the guy. He's very honourable, I'm sure, a very decent bloke. But what the club needs is somebody young. It needs somebody to inject enthusiasm into players to get them off the bottom. I don't think he's the right man. Whenever I listen to him on the radio, I don't think he's the right person to do that.
Thanks for the call, Tim. Marchini, I mean, you know him more than anybody else, don't you?
It's all about styles, isn't it? You know, the way I describe it, fans, someone's ranting and raving on the side, right, ranting and raving, going on and on, fans will go, we don't know what they're on about. Don't know what, someone's quiet, they're not passionate enough. You know what I mean? They'll always find an excuse for it. What we want is a team to be winning and playing attractive football and stuff. Billy's done that. Billy's done that with a team once. And in the end, obviously, he left or whatever. But he brought young players who've gone on to play in the Premiership. So, you know, his track record, people he's worked with, John Rudge, he's been in the game 20 years as a coach and a manager. You know, you cannot give that to a young person. He had a young person. So that's the next step now. So Billy's not going to be at the club for the next 5 years, say. Or he might, but so who's going to take his job? So a good club will start grooming someone, or, you know, investing in that side of it and looking who's going to take Billy. But Billy has certainly got a role to play. Also, you've got to say, we've got a new chairman. Billy's a chance. If he's given money, you know, let him buy, bring some players.
Well, let's go down the line, Grant Parker. I mean, Billy did, and he's the right man for you.
Well, I'm sorry, but the issue of whether or not you're young or too old for a job is absolute garbage.
You get done for it these days, don't
you? You get done for most things, too.
Oh, yeah.
Don't stand still for too long. But, yeah, Billy's too old. He's not enthusiastic. I seem to recall a relatively fresh, young, very enthusiastic, very animated manager we had not so long back. And if anybody wants Carlton Palmer's telephone number, I'm sure I'll be happy to give him.
I think for the last 4 years we haven't gone through a complete season with the same manager.
Mm.
And the teams that succeed are the ones that have continuity season after season after season. And we need to start this getting some continuity in the team. We haven't had the best run of results. We didn't end last season on the best run of results. But it is down to lack of investment in bringing in the right players and letting your top scorer go, because you need the money and you need £100,000. To do things like that, it's absolutely criminal. And what chance does it give your manager if you're letting those players go? So I think, you know, we need this continuity, and I think Billy is a perfectly good manager. And like Mark says, you know, you can have one supporter saying one thing, another supporter saying another. Where I sit, this guy sat behind me at the game, and from kick-off to the end, they give Matt Hamshaw a hell of a time. And I look at it, Matt, and I think he's not having a bad game, he's doing really well. Yet behind me, the perspective of the man from behind me is that he's the worst thing that's set foot on the pitch in years, you know. And it is all about perspective. And I think Billy is perfectly good for this team.
Briefly, Dean, because Chris, surprise,
I'm not used to that. I think Alex Ferguson has struggled with the resources that he's had at the football club for the last few years. There is quite a lot of people that have been really unhappy this year. I mean, the bottom line is we have lost sort of 8 out of 10 games. A lot of people don't want Billy coming on the radio afterwards and just saying, we've got to be better. You know, people have heard it all before. But, you know, new backing, new investors, it perhaps gives them a chance to show what you can really do.
666-000 is the number to call. We'll take a quick break. And when we return, we'll be hearing from Andy Perry about fans having to go to home matches. Now, Haslam has gone. 666-000 is the number to call. We're back after these. Stay with us. Manchester 103.2. The home of the Stags. It's 6:18.
Take all the time you need to choose your new windows and doors from Everseal. Call in at our showroom on Old Mill Lane, Mansfield Woodhouse. Isn't it time you checked out our website at everseal.co.uk?
Join me, Norman Cox, on the mid-morning show for the Golden Hour between 10 o'clock and 11, where we play you two mystery airs. Could be from the 60s right through to the 70s into the 80s, 90s, in fact, right up to 2007. It's here on the home of great music, Mansfield 103.2, on the mid-morning show with me, Norman Cox.
The Golden Hour, sponsored by Portland Hall Hotel Mansfield. Friday night special three-course dinner, just £9.95, including a glass of wine. Call 452-525.
When you're tired of feeling springs in your back every night, you'll love taking home a plush new mattress from Astra. It's a simple way to make any bedroom a better place to sleep instantly. And Astra has everything in stock, from quality budget mattresses right up to superior memory foam mattresses. From a very affordable £89 for a single and £139 for a double. Take home a better brand new mattress today. It's just one of the many great new products and bargains at Astra. Flooring and furniture on Lowmore Road, Kirkby and Ashfield. You'll love it. At AvailableCars.com. At AvailableCars.com in Nashville and AvailableCars.com, when we say choice, we mean big choice. We have over 2,000 cars from $3,000 to $23,000, all with our unique available car price promise, which guarantees our lowest possible price. Big choice at AvailableCars.com in Nashville and big choice at AvailableCars.com. Over 2,000 cars, over 2,000 choices. AvailableCars.com. Your local low-price used car supermarket at Sutton in Ashfield, junction 28 on the M1.
Have you ever glanced at your watch and had to look again because you didn't register what time it is? Have you ever read a page of a book, then reread it because you didn't take anything in? Have you ever looked both ways at a junction, then pulled out and... Sometimes a quick glance isn't enough. Every year an estimated 1,500 motorcyclists are killed or seriously injured when drivers look but don't see. Think. Take longer to look for bikes.
Top Cat in Shirebrook have gone completely bonkers. Absolutely everything is half price in their autumn collection, but hurry, is for a limited period only. There's bags of choice and value throughout their beautiful 2-acre store, with thousands of fabric and leather sofas, recliners, dining sets, wardrobes, beds and conservatory furniture. Plus, it's all available instantly from probably the largest stocks of furniture in the UK. Sleep comfortably for half the price on the Myers 4'6" absolute luxury divan, whilst $499, now $249, including free drawers. And you can take up to 3 years interest-free credit, subject to terms and conditions. So for unrivaled choice, value and instant availability, join us today at Top Cat's Giant Furniture Warehouse, Tartar Lane, Shirebrook. Open 7 days.
Mansfield Hello 3.3 Sports, sponsored by
Wright & Co.
The place for beds, beds and
all
beds. Old Mill Lane Business Park,
Mansfield Woodhouse. Sports on Friday on Mansfield 103.2. Sports on Friday on Mansfield 103.2.
So good, they named it twice. Sports on Friday here on Mansfield 103.2 with me, Jason Harrison. 666-000, the call number to call for you this evening to get involved on the debate on the day that James Derry has been unveiled as the new owner of Mansfield Town Football Club. In the studio with me tonight, Dean Fowkes of the SSA, Stag Sports Association, of course, Chris Vasper, Team Mansfield, Graham Parker of Stag Fans for Change, and, of course, former player and management team member Mark Kearney, giving us the view from by the touchline. Let's go back to the phone line, shall we? 666-000 is the number to call. Andy Perry is online. Good evening, Andy.
No, you've got the wrong Andy Perry.
Oh, right. I was going to ask you if you're part of the consortium here.
No, I'm Andy Perry, and them guys in there that you've got all know me, but you might not know my name.
All right.
To put a name to a face, I was talking to Mark before game on Tuesday night. Now, what I want to say is, I'm buzzing, right? What we've got to start doing as Stags fans is going to the match and starting to enjoy it again. We've all been going to the match, and all we've been talking about, majority of us, is Aslam. Aslam this, Aslam that. From Saturday, we've got to go. We've got to stop being cautious, because Mr. Derry, James Derry, has gone public on this. You can't go public on something that's not going to happen. You know, radio commentary and everything like he's done. We've got to start going to the match, enjoying it. Get behind team, get behind Billy, let's get back gates back up. If it takes 2,500, 3,000, a few weeks' time, we'll all be enjoying it again.
Rousing speech, guys.
Yeah. Absolutely. We want to be enjoying it. Of course we do. And it's been a nightmare. It's been a nightmare for years. We've got to the point with the SSA where you're almost thinking, you know, can we run the official supporters club like we should do because of all the problems? It's been a nightmare for everybody, and of course we want to be enjoying it. It's entertainment, you know. We all love the club. We want to go and have a good time on a Saturday afternoon. Of course we do.
We were going, Chris, tomorrow to Rotherham, and then it's Barnet, and then Notts County at home.
I can't go to Rotherham tomorrow, but
you're another one. You're not going to Paris
no,
as well, are you?
No. I'm working tomorrow. I think Andy's right. We need to get back behind the team. We need to be voicing our support like the guys from Stag Fans to Change, and we need to be really getting passionate about football for once, rather than passionate about getting rid of Keith Haslam, you know.
I've heard you say, I've always jokingly called you the angriest man in the world, and you've said, haven't you, this week, that you've been tired of getting angry.
Yeah, I you know, after fighting against Keith Haslam for 4 or 5 years, with the SSA, with Team Mansell, I found myself getting angry with Dean, Graham, with anybody who spoke to me who didn't agree with me. And, I'm tired of being angry every time.
It can cause a fight in an empty house. Well, we know that because that's right. It's time for a group hug, I think.
Absolutely.
One of the big worries, Graham, has been, hasn't it, that there seems to have been a split within the Stags fan base of those that stay away and those that go to the game, and names have been called from both sides. It's time, isn't it, for everyone to get together, surely, isn't it?
Let's wind it back. All three groups sitting here, and a couple of those that aren't, share a similar agenda, and that's the taking forward a Manchester Town Football Club so that we're successful. We've all had different agendas, we've all gone about it in different ways. But the one thing that we're absolutely sure and focused on and share the same platform is the fact that we want this club to go forward. We want to be successful. We want to turn up on a Saturday, and like Andy says, you know, we want to have a damn good time, we want to have a
party.
Can
you answer that when one fan who stays away is calling a fan that goes to support the team a happy clapper, and the other way they're saying, you know, you're responsible for killing the club by not coming to games, and you're getting the margarine amongst themselves, and it's a small fan base to start with, Mansfield Town, isn't it?
Football's an emotional and essentially divisive sport to be supporting anyway, Jason. You're always going to have different opinions. You're always going to have different approaches on absolutely everything. You take the description we heard today about two fans' views of one player. Chris is sat there thinking that the Hammershaw are doing a decent job. You've got some numpty sat behind him moaning like hell about him. And to be honest, I honestly think at times that's what a lot of them go for. They go there to have 90 minutes of moaning so they feel that damn sight better about their own lives. Well, 90 minutes of moaning, it's time to finish. We said so ourselves, we put out statements, it's time for unity. For the last month or so, that's exactly what we've been saying to people. It's time for all Spanx fans to stand side by side, shoulder to shoulder, and take this club forward. That's exactly what we need to do. We do need to forget about the divisiveness that's gone on. And, it's happened. Yeah, let's put it behind us. What we need to think about is moving forward and taking this club with us.
Keith Al, I think when Colin Debell and Mike Collins initially set up Team Mansfield, when Keith Alston first said he wanted to sell the club, team stands for together, everybody achieves more. And that's easily forgotten, but it's something that we need to make sure happens.
Philosophical point there from Dean Fowler.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
666 travel over the number to call. Let's go on to Pesley, Mel Priest. Good evening, Mel.
Good evening, Jason.
Now, what's your take on everything that's happened today?
To me, it's a breath of fresh air. I mean, I've been wanting this, and every Mansfield Town fan has been wanting this happen for a long while. And I think really now, I'm a season ticket holder, I've been for years, and I've never stopped going to Mansfield Town Football Club. And people now, Mr. Adam's gone fair enough with paying him a rent. But at the end of the day, Mr. Derry's come in, let's move this club forward now. And to me, this guy has come in, and he's got some great ideas, let's hope they all happen for the sake of Mansfield Town Football Club. But we need to take this club forward now. Let's forget about Haslam. I don't want to hear anything out of it. I mean, he's had a period here for the last few weeks, to be honest. But, we've had to get rid of him. He's gone. Let's move this club forward now, for God's sake.
What's the first step?
The first step is for Vince to get on the seats. And the only way for Vince and for the club to move forward is for Vince to go on the seas. Because at the end of the day, you've got a 60% cap on how much you can pay wages. And that all depends on what comes through the club now.
That's your call, Mel Priest there from Presley. It's going to be interesting to see over the next few days and weeks how much the attendance does go up, because there's always been that doubt whether people have stayed away because of Keith Haslam or because the results have not been great.
I think undoubtedly they have stayed away because of Keith Haslam, but I don't think it will be an overnight thing. I think people will come back gradually, but if and when they see the results picking up...
That's what it is, the results then.
Results is important, they're absolutely important. But at the end of the day, the results, as far as I'm concerned, the results that we get are down to the chairman. The players on the pitch and all the rest of it, but it's to the last investment that we've had year in, year out, and eventually you're going to succumb. Look what happened to Torquay and Oxford and teams like that, who failed to invest in their teams. And at the end of the day, they finally went down, and we have been going lower and lower and lower. And this is the most precarious position we've been in for years, and we need to invest in the team. That's the first priority that Derry has to do.
Terrific, couple of numbers to call. John Sankey's on the line now. Good evening, John.
Good evening.
Good evening. Now, I'm sure you've been watching with interest.
I have. Well, I've been supporting Mansfield for a long time, not as long as some of your
speakers, but I'm glad I don't have to employ some of them, because the lack of enthusiasm is staggering. I metaphorically jumped over the moon, as they say, when I heard the news. I know Mr. Derry. I don't know him terribly well, but then he's from a good business background, and he seems to me to be a fairly sound man, and I'm sure he'll prove it. But I think what we supporters have got to do is to forget all that's gone before, just as Mr. Priest said a moment ago, and become enthusiastic. This is our town, our club. Never mind about what other people do, or how the setup is, or who's paying what rent, or... Do we care? All we need is an exciting Saturday afternoon, and I think if we charge off down to Field Mill in our great numbers, it'll be slow, won't happen overnight, and as far as Billy and the team are concerned, we know improvements can be made, but that'll happen. Mr. Derry wants it on his backside, I promise you. So let's get behind the team and let's move it on.
Come on, guys, pep up!
John!
John,
just because we're not bouncing off the ceiling doesn't mean we're not exactly enthusiastic.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, you've done a great job, you lot. I mean, I applaud you for what you've done, because like someone said earlier, I'm sure if you had to put your four pennies in, we'd still be where we were, where we were last week. I mean, we've been struggling along for 10 years, we've been with us 15, and we've got nowhere, have we? And I think this is the time now. Give James a go. He was good enough to go on the ground on Monday night, Tuesday night, and remonstrate with, or watch over what was happening, and that's not been done for 15 years, has it? And I think we should get behind him with all the enthusiasm we can, and let's just go and buy our tickets and support the team.
I agree with you wholeheartedly that John, we do need to get fully behind the team.
Yeah, we do.
In fact, it's the one thing that we've been screaming about for all the fans today.
It is. Yeah, it is.
And whilst I thank you for your comments, I'd just like to say that, yes, we might have been the vocal ones. We might have been screaming and shouting and making people aware of it. But without the activity of Team Mansfield in the background, and without the activity that hasn't been necessarily seen or recognised by the SSA, we definitely wouldn't have got to this position either.
We wouldn't. I know we wouldn't. I know that.
John, before I let you go, we'll get an answer from you. Part of the consortium then with James?
No, I'm not. I haven't got... enough silly money to invest in football. If I had, I'd have bought the team when Mr. Haslam got it for £1, and that was my big mistake, I guess.
I thought I'd ask you the question anyway, John. John, thank you there from Mansfield here on Mansfield 103.2. Chris Rashford, you were mentioned as one of possible consortium members. Was there any truth in that?
Rubbish.
Where did that one come?
Were you behind the plug?
were you sort of trying to be telling people this? And,
No, I don't know where it came from. It's complete rubbish. I knew who the other consortium was, and that's about it. You
can see his name was getting longer. That's not poking me out right now. Trouble is the number to call. Martin Baird's online. Good evening, Martin.
Good evening.
Now, what's your point for us tonight?
Well, at last he's gone, and I firmly believe he has gone, obviously storing the land and everything, and I reckon there's still going to be a big sticking point with a lot of fans. I mean, me and my boys go regularly home and away, aren't we, to game this season. I've not really been one for demonstrating. I've shouted out my line, joined up times, but I still think you're going to get your 2,500 regulars who turn up regular, and your 200-300 regular away fans. They're going to use the excuse that Hazard's still behind the scenes. There is the puppet. And it's just going to be the same old carry on.
I know what you're saying, Martin, but I think we have got to be positive. You look at it, it's up to James Derry to prove that he can get fans back. I mean, he has been out publicly. He has said that the first home game he was in charge will be £5. He did actually say it wouldn't be a local derby. So there's incentives there for people. I know Tony Lawmer's like doing the very best he can at the football club commercially, but hopefully now there's a new owner, things will kick off there and we can start and bring some money into the football club. And I think, like Graham said, if there's some transparency there and people can see that things are happening and there's investment coming in, then everybody's going to be a lot happier than they have been over the last few years.
Yeah, but I still think it's just going to be, I still really do think it's just going to be the same carry on, because like a lot said on the panel, like, you get a lot of fans turn up and they don't bother getting behind the team. All they do is moan. I mean, Saturday against Dagenham and Redbridge, you got a fan coming down the tunnel laying into Mickey Balding saying you're not a footballer, I don't know what you come back for. You know, I mean, that's not on, and you're getting that regular, and I reckon you're still going to get it.
Thank you, Martin. Martin Baird there, 666-0, nice impassioned phone call, and we like to hear those here on Mansfield 103.2. To be honest, I think Dagenham and Redbridge was a bad game, so to single out one player would be definitely wrong, because it was a poor performance all around. But conversely, Tuesday night, it was unbelievable, wasn't it, at Field Mill?
you know, that's all everybody wants. We know that we've not got the best football team in the world, but if the players go out there and give their all and fight and basically die for the club,
is that what happens first? Do you think it's the players influence the supporters, not the other way around?
It's a chicken and egg situation, isn't it? You know, the players need to come out and get out of the traps fairly quickly to get people on fire. Ideally, that wouldn't happen. There are 5,000 people screaming, "Come on, you strike them up from minute on." But to be fair, in a lot of the games this season, we've been a goal behind really, really early doors, and it has deflated things, particularly if it's individual mistakes, and it has been difficult to get, you know, get behind them sometimes.
Not kidding, as a player, I mean, it's a bit of both, you
go out and want to start the game really well, and if you do so, you know the fans will be on your side. It's like when you go away from home and there's a big crowd, you try and nullify that. You know what I mean? So it is a very important thing. It's interesting that everyone's talking about mindset, you know, about how hopefully it'll change the view of fans coming to games and stuff like that. Hopefully the whole of football will change the view of Mansfield Town. It'll change ageing views of the town because of the club. Because now more players might come interested, I'm looking from Billy's point of view, and attracting players to the club. You know, with Mr. Haslam's reputation, it goes far and wide in the football industry. And hopefully now play set or new start, or Billy's trying to do something different now, he's given, you know, a little bit more license, maybe a little bit more money, you know, because agents are big even at this level, you know. And Billy will be offered plays quite a lot, and straight away it'll be how much, and it'll be like, well, you know, you've got to cut your cost to fit, you know. So it's important that the club is built up in all aspects, and then that'll attract players as well.
Charles 6000 is the number to call. Go back to your phone call very, very soon indeed. Richard Charles and Stephen Geary online. We've got to take a quick break. We're back after these. Stay with us.
Hi James, I know you haven't seen me for a while, but I haven't wanted to go out because I've now got that new fireplace and fire I was telling you about. Oh, it makes such a big difference to my home. Even he likes it. It's from Harold Williamson's. They're so helpful. And have such a big selection. They'll even make one for you in their workshop if you want. Sorry? Where did I get it? Harold Williamson's, Church Street, Kirkby. Call 752-097. Or look on the web, hwood.co.uk.
Fixed Great Home Loans.
Definitely.
Discounted home loans?
Absolutely.
Fixed rates for my savings and tax-free savings accounts?
Unquestionably.
Individual personal service?
Every time.
Call Centre?
Now you're just being silly. We know Call Centre because of the Mansfield Building Society will only ever speak to a local expert with local solutions for you. Call the Mansfield Building Society on 0800 015 7680 or pop into any branch today.
You know, mate, I'm fed up of being ripped off from your motor. I've been ringing down for tyres in a few bits. I just can't believe what prices they want. Come on, Dave, what do you mean?
Simple, mate. Just ring Coleman's Garage in South Normanton. They supply tyres at wholesale prices to the public. And they do the lot. MOTs, repairs, anything to do with motors. That's the place to save a few quid. By the way, it's your round, mate. Coleman's Garage. Just call 01773-811-542.
This weekend at United Carpets and Bits, every carpet in every store is reduced and fitted for free in our massive weekend sale. Save up to 75% on every room in the house. Carpet your whole house for under £300, saving you £900. There's even 50% off beds, like a luxury leather bed set, now only £299. Every carpet in every store is reduced and up to 75% off plus free fitting. That's got to be United Carpets and Bits weekend sale at Kirkby, Hashfield and Mansfield Woodhouse.
At Homebase, there's 20% off selected furniture. And we've now taken an extra 10% off, but not for long. Homebase, make a house a home.
Top Cat in Shirebrook have gone completely bonkers. Absolutely everything is half price in their autumn collection. But hurry, it's for a limited period only. There's bags of choice and value throughout their beautiful 2-acre store. With thousands of fabric and leather sofas, recliners, dining sets, wardrobes, beds and conservatory furniture. Plus it's all available instantly from probably the largest stocks of furniture in the UK. Relax and put your feet up on the luxurious Chicago Leatherface 3-seater twin recliner sofa. Was $999, now $399. And you can take up to 3 years interest-free credit, subject to terms and conditions. So for rival choice, value and instant availability, join us today at Top Cat's Giant Furniture Warehouse, Carter Lane, Shirebrook. Open 7 days.
Mansfield Hello 3.24, sponsored by Wrightis & Co. The place for beds, beds and more beds. Old Mill Lane Business Park, Mansfield Woodhouse.
Sport on Friday on Mansfield 103.2. Sport on Friday on Mansfield 103.2.
Having problems with that tonight. Welcome back to Sport on Friday. What are you looking at me like that for, Chris Baxter, eh?
It's the quality we deal with,
Jason. Team Fowkes from the SSA. Chris Baxter from Team Mansfield. Graham Parker from Thanks Fans to Change. And Mark Keeney here with us tonight on Mansfield 103.2. Taking your calls on the day that James Derry has been announced as the new owner of Mansfield Town Football Club. What does it mean for the site? Give us a call, 666 travel over to get your call in now. And that's exactly what Richard Charles has done. Good evening, Richard.
Good evening, mate.
How are you?
I'm very, very happy. As Homer Simpson would say, wahoo.
And why?
Well, what have they done? I think, to pick up on the last caller said, one of the things Hazlum has done during his 14-year reign of terror is divided the fans. That last guy said people were booing players off the pitch. Chris said earlier that he's had arguments with people. All of them seem to share the same agenda. We can all get back together and unite behind the team again. I think it's fantastic. I'm up for the moon, to be honest, mate.
So, Hazlum dividing the fans. Is that something you'd all agree with? I mean, I always thought the Mansfield fans were just divided on players normally anyway. I don't know if it was a chairman's fault, was it?
I'm not sure he divided fans so much as he just completely disregarded them. He was completely and utterly content that Keith Haslam is held to the Mansfield Town fans. He's tried his best whenever possible to drive schisms between fans so that it deflected away from himself. But, you know, to say that was his main tactic, I don't think that's quite right. I think what he really did was just didn't give two hoots. And I'm being very, very polite.
What about the future, of course, with James Derry coming in, Dean Fowkes? If you had one wish from James Derry at the moment, what would it be, do you think?
Be honest with people. Come out and tell people the truth. If you've got money, come out and basically say, you know, I want to invest in the football club. This is what I want us to do. But not just speak, actually put words into action. I think things are improving. I mean, we've had... We've got a new guy down at the football club, down Mark Stevenson, the head of communications, and from SSA's point of view, it's good to have somebody there that you can actually talk to about things. Yeah, people are going to make mistakes, and some people are never going to win, but today was a good example. The club apparently announced that it's all ticket for the Notts County game. He spoke to me, basically said, you know, we made a mistake with the application forms, we're not going to do it again. We're going to give SSA members priority, even if it's just for a day or 2 days, because you help us out. You know, you do various things, you put a lot of hard work in behind the scenes, and it's just respect, and that's all anybody ever really wants. So there are positive things happening, but we have all got to stick together and, you know, give James Derry a chance to actually get things better.
One message here from Richard Walden from Mansfield. He believes that Stags fans need to be given back the North Stand. When that was taken away, it destroyed the club. But, was that more of a police thing rather than a Keith Haslam thing?
Yeah, we can't blame Keith for that.
Why not?
As much as we'd like to. No, it was a police thing.
Is that something that's affected the atmosphere at Fulham?
Undoubtedly it has, yeah. You just have to look in the quarry lane then.
If James Derry wanted to pull off a really damn good PR stunt, it would be to speak to Carl Gabitas and say, Carl, how can we get our cop back? That would change the atmosphere at Field Mill overnight.
Travel 6, Travel 0. Stephen Geary on the line now. Good evening, Stephen.
Good evening, Jason.
Now, you want to talk a little bit about the team and its development?
Yeah, obviously I'm happy with the development of Mr. Haslam going, and looking forward to it with enthusiasm. But it doesn't detract from the fact that the team isn't really of the standard that they should be. You know, there's players in there who've been brought in. I know it's limited wages that he's been dealing with, but I feel as if he hasn't got a team together.
So what sort of, what areas would you like to see strengthened then, Stephen?
Well, up front for a start, I mean, Makalewski. Nobody can tell me he's going to score us 20 goals. You need a striker to score you 20 goals. And seriously, we haven't got a striker that's going to score us 20 goals.
So it's a big one, isn't it? The front line is always the key thing, isn't it, Mark?
Goal scorers, I mean, since Richard Barker's gone, you know, they've not replaced him. Mickey's there, he's not a 20-goal man a season. But, you've got a couple of grand to go and buy a car. What can you go and buy? You can't go and buy a Ferrari. Or you can buy an old one and maybe hope it keeps going. So, but, you know, Bill's got to cut his cloth, and that's what he's done. He's bought a young striker who slated in and out of Huddersfield's team. He has got potential. Again, we cannot sign the finished article. You know, some teams in this division have gone and bought established strikers, well, quite locally actually, which we were talking about before. But you know, it's tough. It's tough being a manager because you know there's good players out there. You know who you want, and sometimes you just can't reach that far. You know, are the team underachieving or overachieving? That's a debate as well. You know, the squad we've got. One, we've had these 3 or 4 injuries. I think, you know, we're certainly not underachieving. They're just doing as much as they can, the players. You know, you think back to, we were talking before about Lawrence and the players like that. They had a season where the team were up and down and finished mid-table because they were establishing themselves as footballers. Then they ended up playing 30, 50 league games. And then after that, that's when they come on to be the players they are.
I think we all hear what you're saying, Stephen, but I think we also have to recognise that the situation we're in, the team that we have at the moment is not the result of this summer season signings. The team that we've got at the moment is a result of 3, if not 4 seasons of constantly paring down the squad. Yeah, I mean, you're looking at it at the moment, he's got possibly 15, maybe 16 players to select from for tomorrow's game. Yeah, and some of those are young lads learning the trade, and some of them are drafted in signings from Matlock. And we look at that and we think, yeah, is this the standard we should be playing at? But at the end of the day, that's where we are. The fact that Haslam is sold today doesn't mean that everything's going to be rosy in the garden in the next week, the next few months. We've got a big, big hill to climb in terms of rebuilding the whole of this squad, the whole of this team and the whole of this club.
And I think for this season we have to work with what we've got and maybe bring a few loan players and all the rest of it. But I think it goes back to the academy, investing in the academy, making sure that money comes in for the academy is used in the academy. You don't use the money to pay parking fines. You don't rebuild the centre of excellence and things like that for minibuses. You invest in the players that are going into the academy and the centre of excellence. Our best season, it's no counting, it's one of our best seasons or our best couple of seasons when we have lots of players who came up through the ranks who've been developed by Stuart Watkins and Billy Dearden. They can see stars, they can see people. Give them the money from the FA that comes in, I think £138,000 a year comes into the academy. Give them that money to spend how they want to bring in the good players. This season, we're not going to get promoted. This season's all about staying in this division, and we build from next season.
All starting tomorrow with Rotherham. Full match commentary here on Manchester 103.2. Are you going to the game tomorrow, Stephen?
I'm hoping to, yes.
No, well, good stuff. What about tomorrow? You think it's going to be a win?
I'm hoping so, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, fingers crossed, absolutely. Thanks very much, Paul. Stephen Perry.
Can I just make another point? I'd just like to congratulate Rennes on the FA Cup win on Tuesday night.
Absolutely fantastic win against
Me and a friend decided to go there Tuesday night rather than go to the match after Dagenham, and we really enjoyed it. They did really well.
Yeah, it was a great victory. Kids Grove Athletic in the FA Cup. One of the Blackwall as well have also got through to the third round of qualifying. Thanks for your call, Stephen.
Thanks,
there. 666-000, the number to call. Right, let's go to Alistair Humphreys now then, who's on line two. How are you, Alistair?
Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. How are you?
Do you want a word?
Go on.
Here's a word. Relief. Absolute relief. I'll tell you something, guys. I genuinely think if Keith Haslam had still had this football club, I couldn't see us surviving the season. I'm just so pleased for how it's gone off today. You know, I'm not saying that I've listened to one or two of the panel tonight, and I'm not going to say, like they've said here, it's not going to turn around overnight, but just an overwhelming sense of relief. I'm sat here with a can of beer. If I had a bottle of champagne in the fridge, that would be open, but I haven't, so I'll have to make do with Carlsberg.
What about James Derry? I mean, he's been in, hasn't he, since the start of the year. What's your view on him? Is it a case of giving him a chance at the moment?
Yes, you've got to give him a chance, because he's the only show in town, and to be fair, you know, he's there, he's put his money where his mouth is. Some of the things he said, you know, while he was chairman, you know, when he was critical of the supporters and things like that, you know, I mean, it turns everybody off immediately, but... you know, he could be remembered, this guy, because he's got a real chance now. He could be remembered. I don't know what the panel think. James Derry could be remembered as the man that saved the Stags.
Is that one of the reasons why he's come in?
Carlsberg don't do chairman, but if they did, they probably did the best chairman in the world.
You've been waiting for that, haven't you, for the last minute. I saw you on the edge of your seat there, Chris.
Can I say one? I mean, I know I've just asked the panel a question, but can I just put another thing to you as well? we've had this situation where you've talked about, you know, division among supporters. Let's be frank, the only people other than Mr. Derry that have come out of this whole sorry saga with any credit at all, for me, have been the supporters. You know, they've put up with a hell of a lot. You've got three guys around the table there who have been, in their own way, instrumental in getting shut of a despicable owner, in my opinion. And, you know, let's stick together as supporters, because, be absolutely frank about it, most people, you know, couldn't care less about Mansfield Town. They've got the Sky subscriptions and they've got the replica Man United shirts, they're not bothered. All the supporters of Mansfield Town, whatever the different opinions are, they want the best for Mansfield Town FC, and so you have to take your hat off to the supporters and say that they come out of this very, very well, in my opinion.
Tell you what, if I was in a dock, I'd like Alistair Humphreys to be backing me, wouldn't you? What a fantastic speech. Thank you very much, Alistair, for your call. 666-0 is the number to call. Let's go to someone that I know that loves the Stags a lot. Mark Bedford, or Cisco Stag. Hi, Cisco, how are you?
I'm not bad, mate. It's not bad.
Now then, what about today?
Well, it's absolutely fantastic news. First thing I want to do is congratulate Bard, Graham, and Dean, and all the other people that worked so hard and processed so hard to make today happen. It's been absolutely fantastic today, best news I've had for ages.
And what about the rest of the season now? Onwards and upwards?
Oh, well, yeah, I think, like I said before, that Billy hasn't had a lot to play with, and he's done the best he can. We've always got. He is a good manager. He's a wily old fox. He knows a load of divisions. He knows a load of business players. I think if he'd have had the resources, a lot of other managers have had in this division, I think, would have been up by now. A few seasons ago, would have been in the championship. Like I said, it's a thing of stopping in this division this year, consolidating, and hoping to push on for promotion next year. I think we can do it next year. We've got a good manager, we've got some fantastic supporters, and hopefully Mr. Derrick will learn from the mistakes that the last guy made and show what a football chairman can be like and what a football chairman can do. We'll see more up in the future. I hope we can put in well in where his mouth is. And I think it's only from today. I think today's a big step in the right direction. I still feel we need to get the ground away from Mr. Haslam and all perhaps relocate. I don't know, but it's definitely a big positive step in the right direction, and probably the happiest I've been about Stags for a long, long time.
Well, cheers for your call, Mark, and thanks for sharing your emotion with us today. 666-0, Mark Bedford, the Cisco Stag, as he's known online on
Facebook. Oh, well, that's that one, really. You can choose it.
You are, as well.
Yeah,
absolutely. Where is
he? Pretty fly for a white guy, isn't he?
Absolutely. Quick break. When we come back, 666-0, more of your calls. But we go to Mark Carlton next on the day that James Derry has announced that he is the new owner of Mansfield Town Football Club. I want your responses to what has been a pretty monumental day in the history of Mansfield Town, and also what the future will hold. More after this, 666-0 is the number to call.
It's not just the crunch of roasted nuts. It's not just the goo of soft caramel. It's not just the chew of toasted oats. No, my friends. It's the warm kiss of drizzle on your face, the soft hint of cow dung on the breeze, the crazed panting of an overexcited terrier. It's the fact that you've been out and given it some welly that makes Chaka bars so downright tasty. So come on, Britain, put your best foot forward with Chaka, the rucksack snack. And don't forget to close the gate behind you.
I was just heading out to renew my bike tax when I discovered my helmet in the fridge filled to the brim with a tiramisu. Me and my dog did our best to dent the large Italian dessert, but despite our efforts, could not consume enough to gain acceptable visibility. It was clear I was going nowhere.
You can now pay your bike tax online at direct.gov.uk/biketax. There's no more room for silly excuses. There's no way out for bike tax evaders.
This weekend at United Carpets and Bits, every carpet in every store is reduced and fitted for free in our massive weekend sale. Save up to 75% on every room in the house. Carpet your whole house for under £300, saving you £900. There's even 50% off beds, like a luxury leather bed set, now only £299. Every carpet in every store is reduced with up to 75% off plus free fitting. That's got to be United Carpets and Bits weekend sale at Kirkby, Ashfield and Mansfield Woodhouse.
DIY at Chesterfield Road South, Mansfield is closing down. All stocks reduced with amazing bargains throughout the store. Don't miss the once-in-a-lifetime savings on furniture, lighting, paint, and so much more. Time's running out, so get down to Focus DIY at Chesterfield Road South, Mansfield now, and catch the amazing bargains while stocks last.
Mansfield 103.24. Sponsored by Righteous & Co. The place for beds, beds and more beds. Old Mill Lane Business Park, Mansfield Woodhouse.
Sport on Friday on Mansfield 103.2.
Welcome back to Sport on Friday on Mansfield 103.2 with me, Jason Harrison, into the final 5 minutes of the programme tonight. Thanks to everybody for calling in, and thanks to our studio panel tonight, which is Dean Fouts, SSA, Chris Vasper of Team Mansfield, Graham Parker of the Stags Band for Change, and Mark Kearney, of course, that we're hearing regularly on our match day coverage. Great to hear from all of you as well. Let's go back to the phone line, shall we? Mark Colton from Mansfield. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad. How's your day been?
It's a lot better now. I'd only found the news on at 6 o'clock, and I just caught the tail end of Tony and James Derry's interview, and then I've been glued to it since. But I'm immensely happy about the developments. Just phoning in to say the reason why I didn't go on Tuesday night, for the first time in 20 odd years when I can actually get to a game. I sat there against Dagenham, and I sat there, I just couldn't see any way forward for the club while Mr. Haslam was in charge. Over the last 3 years, it's been like going to watch the same poor B-movie at the cinemas. And I thought to myself, if I go again next time, it's going to be the same film, the show, again and again and again. And now James has come in, I hope he's going to put a new film on, so it's going to get, me and a lot more people excited about it.
It was a better film on Tuesday, but with a horrific ending, really,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Well,
in the end?
I didn't actually go, but I heard it was a good game. But, I'm pleased Mr. Haslam's gone. Mr. Derry, you've got to give him a chance. He's not in it for financial, personal gain like Mr. Haslam was. He's already a wealthy man, and I think he's got the interests of the club and the supporters at heart, so you've got to give the guy a fair crack of the whip.
Thanks for your call, Mark. Okay. Mark Colton there from Mansfield. Now let's go to Rob Jones, shall we? Hi, Rob, how are you doing? From Oxton.
Oh,
you said, Oxton.
Over the moon, now that's nearly over the moon.
You happy then?
Oh, yeah, he's gone. The man's gone. Yeah, I'm happy.
What now?
What now?
Yeah.
Now let's go get Richie Barker back.
No, you can still have that Richie Barker, aren't you? Hey? Isn't the fact we had Lee Bullock from there put you off for a while, then?
No, that idiot, you just started Bury today,
haven't you? Yeah, I've gone to Bury on a month's loan, in case you haven't heard here on Mansfield 103.2. But what's the first step now?
First step now, let's get some players in. Seriously, I've been through tonight. I'm not going to talk about a referee, because if I ever see him, I'm going to punch him. Seriously. I do think we need to start now getting players in. Come on, Bull City have just signed some players that's out there. There's players out there, let's get him in, let's get the team built. Because poor Booker on Tuesday night, he's massive time through, tried to play, he was injured. I mean, he just got front in the end. I mean, we were cheated out of the game as it was, but I believe now that we do need to start getting this team built and let's start going places.
Thanks
for calling,
Rob. Yes, Derry. I think I got that. But from your phone there, Rob. Rob Jones. I think it's the only one, but there you go. Steve Hartshorn is online. Oh, my word. Who's let you on, Steve?
Ding dong, the witch is dead. The witch is dead. Hello, Jason.
Hello, Steve. Oh, crikey. You've got through our levels of security. How have you managed that?
Well, it's a secret code that only you, me, and a few secret little members know about, Jason.
You've only got a minute, mate, so go on,
it's fantastic news, isn't it? Absolutely fantastic news. I just hope now all those people around Mansfield that have said they're not going whilst Haslam's in charge come back and let's get the club back off its knees and start climbing up the table. Hope there's a feel-good factor around film, then instead of one of despondency and doom.
What about Tuesday night? I'm sure you weren't involved in the commentary, were you? But you were sat near the commentary box of Stags World. It was a remarkable game, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, and I was sat directly in front of the referee's assessor. and crikey me, I had to lend him a pen at one point. He was scribbling away all the way through the game. God knows what the report would have said, but he literally, Jason, there's no word of a lie, some of his decisions, I turned round in despondency looking at him, and he just sat shaking his head. And that's the referee's assessor, so I think it'll be half a star on his report and could have done exceedingly better. to put it mildly, I think, that have been on his report. But the good thing about Tuesday night was the pride, the passion and the belief. Saturday...
You've got 5 seconds, Steve.
Saturday, after watching them lose, I was down and feeling despondent. After Tuesday night, I'd got a little bit of pride back in me.
Put him up, Jason, go on.
And that's our final call. Thanks to everybody who's taken part today. Trouble Six Trouble has been a number. It will be next week when we get James Derry on. Dean Fouts, Chris Vasper, Graham Parker, Mark Innes. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow, Saturday Sport, Four Match Commentary. Bye.
Your first and only choice for Mansfield News and Sport. 7 o'clock, Andrea Mitchell.
Paparazzi photographers have been criticised for chasing Prince William and Kate Middleton in their car last night.